everyone. Welcome to Curiosity Killed the Cat. We're three curious friends.
That's us.
I'm Christy.
I'm Nash.
I'm Yvette. We'll be talking about all things paranormal, supernatural, creepy, spooky, and anything that makes you say, what the f***?
Hi, everybody. We are super excited to have you guys back for episode 1 of season 2. For today's episode, I do cover a little bit of my COVID-19 experience with me and my family. We are respectful for anybody that has lost a loved one or is going through COVID-19 right now. Please stay safe. We love you. Thank you so much for coming back and enjoy the show. Hi, ladies. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, guys, everyone. Welcome back to season 2 of Curiosity Kill the Cat podcast. Are you excited, ladies?
I'm so excited. This feels great to be back.
Reunited. Yeah. It feels so good.
I'm super excited to be back.
Definitely. Well, everyone, we took a little break because, it was getting a little hard with the audio. I was away. And then COVID hit for me, ladies. So I got a little sick. But the reason I bring this up is because I wanted to let you guys know that while we were sick, Anthony, we had some weird stuff happen at the house because we were quarantined away from everybody at the house, right? And it was just me and Anthony in the room. And my husband got really sick. To the point that I was ready, like, we're gonna go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. And for a while, he kept talking to somebody when he was in and out. So he was, what was the word, delirious. And then he got up and he's like, what happened? He told me. I was sitting across the room. So I'm like, what happened about what? Like, I was on my phone. He says that somebody tapped him and was like, Anthony. And I was like, I thought he was delirious, you know?
Yeah.
He didn't have a fever. He had fallen asleep. He had already taken his medicine. But he said, no, you woke me up and you said, Anthony. Like, what? No, I didn't. I was across the room.
Yeah.
So that happened twice. That somebody woke him up. The really sick
point. Oh, okay. At his peak.
Yeah.
Like his fever and all that. So yeah. He felt somebody tapped him literally like.
Yeah, but the weird thing is, like, I would have thought it's because he had a fever, but at the time, he wasn't. At the time, he was really sick as far as, like, he kept coughing and it was really hard to breathe, but nothing, like, he didn't have a fever because we kept using medication to bring down his fever, so he didn't have a fever at the time, but it was weird because I would be on my phone, not even on the bed, I would be on the little couch, and he would wake up and be like, why, what happened, like, what's up? And I'm like, shit. I'm over here. So I definitely feel like someone, I don't know who, visited us when he was, like, really sick.
You think so?
I feel like, yeah, somebody
did.
Did
you feel anything when you got really sick? Anything like that?
No, because I didn't get to that point. I was sick the first night that I felt like I had a fever, and then I went into the room right away. Like, I knew, I felt it that I had gotten sick, too. Because, I mean, that was a three-day weekend. We were hanging out together. I mean, we were there at the house. So I'm like, I was pretty sure I was going to get sick. But no, I didn't feel anything, but...
Maybe because he was sicker. He was his symptoms were worse. And maybe since he was in a more vulnerable state, he was easier maybe to open
if
for
anything,
people.
Right.
For anything to come and visit and speak to him.
Oh, wow.
Maybe his third eye was like open. Ka-ka!
Joke, I'm like, well, I think you were closer to death than...
He was like knocking on knocking
was really bad.
Knock,
he was
knock,
really bad. Yes.
No way.
Girl, well,
can
he
we
was really
link
bad.
To coming back and you guys?
Yes.
You guys living through the Rona. You made it through.
Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling a lot better. I'm glad your husband's better. What a scary thought. If you really thought that. Oh my God.
Yeah, it was It was really close, guys.
Did you think, oh, shit, I'm a goner? Y aquí voy a colgar los calzones.
For a long time, I didn't feel...
Aquí voy a estirar la pata.
There goes the podcast. No. I didn't get as bad as him.
But you never thought, but you thought your husband,
I thought, yeah.
He might, something's wrong here. Something might...
I never admitted to him, because at the moment, he was like, I'm not going to tell him. Hey, I think you're getting there. But I, honest to God, I really thought, I'm like, oh shit, because Anthony is a big guy. He's not very healthy. He met all the criteria of people that unfortunately are passing away. Mm-hmm. So I really was like, it might be.
You thought he were gonna lose
him. Oh my God, mm-hmm. What a scary freaking thought.
But thank God you guys are okay.
Yes, thank you.
So I know this is totally off topic, but I know you said that your husband's not healthy. Now that he's on the other side, mm-hmm. Are you guys taking different measures to better your health?
Definitely. From the beginning, I want to say maybe 2 months prior to getting sick, we started looking into vitamins. So we were taking vitamin D, vitamin, every type mm-hmm. of vitamin you can think of. So that's something we've never really done before. But now, even after, he doesn't like greens. So now we're starting to look into the powders that are
beneficial.
So if you guys recommend anything, right?
Yeah.
To supplement everything that he doesn't take. So mm-hmm. definitely. And that's one thing that I think Christy had brought up to me. She said, I think we were having...
a year ago, guys.
No.
But anyways.
No judgment, but wow.
No. I because I think, to be honest, that all the vitamins that we took before getting sick helped us immensely to not... Because
anything helps, right?
Right, yeah. Right. And yeah. I think if people focus less on, not so much the vaccine, thank goodness for the vaccine, but if getting ready for it or even preparing themselves, getting healthier with vitamins as an mm-hmm. additional thing, I think it would be good if the government focused more on, hey, guys, you mm-hmm. can also take this to help you guys out, but...
That has been my rant to my close friends.
I think she's been telling
us. Now it's going on the podcast, oops. But yes, I do think that... Just a side note, they tell us what to wear, how to stay home, but they don't tell us how to stay healthy.
Right.
And that's the part that I...
Yeah, and the stuff
you need... It always bugged me.
The stuff you need to keep you healthy in regards to organic
food. That's not on the guideline.
Super expensive. You go to Whole Foods and you buy broccoli, it costs you $100. It's crazy because the shopping trip to Whole Foods to buy just vegetables... will rack you up $1, but you can literally go to McDonald's and buy yourself a Happy Meal for $4.
And you won't feel that pain?
Mm-hmm. That's what sucks.
Right.
I don't know. I'd rather pay more now than pay for hospital bills.
No,
later.
For sure.
But that's mm-hmm. just, that's
I think that's where, even but we have a grocery allowance and we increased it every week because I'm like, dude, I want to buy vegetables and all that stuff because it's expensive. Yeah. So. Yeah, well, that's good. Good for you, Nayam.
Yeah,
I'm
glad.
Anything you want to share, Yvette, since our season two? Since our break?
Catching up. Mm-hmm.
Catching up since we're back. And, people missed us. Hi, everyone.
I don't know. Did we miss something?
I don't think so.
We did. Christy and I started another podcast, a lifestyle podcast.
Yes.
We did do that. We launched our podcast. It's called the Doña Life Podcast.
I listened to the first episode, guys. It was really good. It was kicking out there and just...
You were there, huh?
Right.
That's good. Yeah.
It's just lifestyle. It's Yvette said, it's not about any spooky, freaky...
Yeah, it's more of a lifestyle podcast. We talk about, we just kick the shit and hang out, pretty much.
Yeah. I think other than that, nothing... I can't think of anything. I mean, I can't even remember the last time we recorded, but... It was before the holidays, right?
Right.
Yeah, before the holidays.
Yeah, thank God. Yeah, we haven't had any crazy scares or anything on our side.
No, mm-hmm. there hasn't been any, no spooky stuff happening at the house anymore. I think it's because...
You think that's because of that lady?
I don't really know. I don't know if I believe in what she came and did, and on to be honest, I think it's all mental. You know what I mean?
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's
I don't know.
We haven't talked about the podcast, mm-hmm. and it's been out of sight, out of mind. So it's not something that we've been focusing on. Isaac doesn't talk about it. I don't focus on it. And I think it's just, I don't think about it.
Do you think that's going to change now that we're recording again?
Maybe, but like, it just depends on the stories that I do. And, like, I already have a lot of them coming, mm-hmm. like, ready to go. And they have nothing to do with, like, paranormal stuff.
So oh, okay, okay.
I'm going to try to steer more into going into another direction because I don't want to
attract anything.
That. Keeping the mind on something yeah. a little different.
Yeah, for now.
All right. Sounds good, ladies. So, I want to tell you guys a little bit about why I chose my story. So my story is about stalking.
Ooh.
Yeah. So the reason that I started, you know, looking into this story is because it reminded me of something that I went through. I went through stalking with an ex-boyfriend.
You stalked him. I told you to leave him alone, girl.
Dang. Are you confessing? Is this your story?
And he's buried in that.
Confession corner.
I know.
And he's buried in that backyard.
I had a boyfriend that we broke up, and just like anything, we broke up. But afterwards,
who broke up with who?
I broke up with him.
Okay.
At the time, I was working at a Dairy Queen, and after the breakup, it was nonstop calls. Like, to the point that I couldn't use my phone. Like, I had to try to turn it off because it was, like,
constantly yeah. ringing?
Yeah. So it was, like, he would hang up and he would call.
Question. Was this, because I know this was back in the day.
Right.
I know you
were
Christy,
were you around? You were around?
I'm always around.
Yeah.
But was this before you can block someone?
This was before, to be honest, yeah, you could go in and try
this
to block.
Flip phone
right,
age.
Right. Yeah, it was call after call. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how old we are, you guys.
And, well, after that, I was going to go to work, and he was outside my house.
Oh,
and
shit.
So after I was at my house, like, I'm trying to ignore him. I don't want to talk to you kind of thing. We're broken up, just like a regular breakup, right?
Yeah, you're over it.
I go to work. And I used to work really long shifts. So I used to go into work maybe at 10 and would get off at 9. Like really long shifts mm-hmm. throughout the day at the mall. He would be outside Dairy Queen.
Waiting
staring.
For you.
He was there. Because every time a customer left, he would come in and be like, we need to talk, da 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 da.
Every time a customer
every
left?
Every time. So it wasn't even that busy.
You
so you
even
can imagine.
Buy ice cream? You just go
no,
away.
No, it was just there.
Oh, imagine shit. If you bought ice cream each time.
Easy, like, give me one single scoop.
Good for the business.
I need nah. another single scoop.
Yes.
Smoothie. Question.
Yes.
Because back then, you don't know what you know now.
Right.
Did you not take it so... Because if someone did that to you today,
oh,
like outside
hell.
The... Right? Don't you think right. you'd sound the alarm like
oh, yes.
more?
Yes, yes.
And before, what went through your head? What do you remember?
At first, it
then?
Was... It's just, it's a breakup. He
loves
it,
me because
right.
I'm that
he exactly.
He let this good thing. Oh, he doesn't want to let
he had this.
Go.
He knows
I
know
it. This was good. Sorry, bro. You got to let it go.
No, it was, to be honest, it was just more like, you know, it was
go
a
away.
Breakup. Yeah,
he'll get over
come
it.
Leave me alone. He'll get over it kind of thing. Mm. Well, it started becoming every time I was at work, he would be there at the mall.
So he knew your schedule.
He knew my schedule, right?
Wow.
Because you guys, how long did you guys date for?
We dated for about a year.
Okay, so yeah okay.
Mm-hmm. After that, it started getting again. If he wasn't at work, he was by my house. If he wasn't by my house, he was calling me.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, he was to the point that I knew he wasn't working anymore because he was
following you.
Yeah, right, following me.
He was having romantic walks with you without you knowing.
Right,
he was there.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And so then after that, I you know you break up with the boyfriend, you have to go to the nightclubs, to the party. So I was like,
the
all
clubs.
Right,
you have to
it's a way to heal. It's yeah. a way to heal. I came back from a nightclub or a party, I don't know, at 3 in the morning. He was by my car because somebody dropped me off.
Oh,
he
shoot.
Was at 3 in the morning outside my house by my car waiting. And he was like, where did you go? I was like, I went back inside the house. I was whatever. He in the morning, he was outside my car.
What?
So I don't know if he
even went to bed
right,
outside,
right, or went to take a shower and came back. But yeah, he was outside. So then after that, it was same thing. Honest, he was outside my job. Okay, then,
I remember one time you were hanging out with my brother.
Right. So
they were at my mom's house.
We. Yeah. So I was at my friend's house. I was at with one of Christy's Christy's brother.
Ooh, girl, he lost his marbles.
Girl, we were keep in mind we were broken up, right? So we were hanging out, me and Jose, and I think we were watching a movie, but the point is that Jose went and opened up the window.
Oh my gosh, he was
outside the window.
At my mom's house.
He was, girl, he was, no, he was with his bike. He had a bike that he had gone to the house.
The stalking life is real when you're rolling around in your bike.
Right. He was outside the house, and he's like, I told you this is why, like, pointing at Jose, and Jose was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I was like, it was seriously a whatever day, and I was just hanging out with a friend, and all of a sudden, this guy appears. So I think Jose went outside and was just like, dude, you gotta go, or something, right? After that, if he was, even on the weekends when it was really busy, he would be on where Dairy Queen is at, maybe across the way by the stairs, just staring at us all day.
Oh my gosh.
From there, after that, I got really scared because it was all the time, right? He wasn't calling, he was at the same place.
How long did this last for, girl?
Maybe 2 months.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, that's a long time.
Girl, but the thing is that I don't want to say I was dumb. Yes. I don't want to say I was dumb, but I didn't know any better. Like, I really thought it was a boyfriend. Like, oh, he's going to get over it, whatever. It's, and, you know, Jose would always tell me, you need to call the fucking cops on him. You need to get something done. And I would know, you know, I don't want to do that to somebody I cared about, whatever, right?
I know. We're so dumb. Like, we give people, like, the benefit of,
Don't do that. Call the cops.
We didn't watch true crime back then.
No,
we didn't.
Yeah, so we didn't know what could happen.
So I was getting off of work. And he would always, like, okay, so let's say we close at 7. He knew that, like, at 7:15, I would be by my car. So he would leave from where he was at and be at my car because he was wanting to talk to me, right?
Holy crap.
I got a friend that used to work at a Sears. He was a big basketball guy, big, tough guy, right? And I told him, I'm like, hey, please walk me.
LP?
No. Excuse me? Cut that out.
So you had him escort you.
I told him, please walk me to my car.
Thank goodness.
I told him, hey, so he thinks that I have a new boyfriend or whatever. Like, hold my hand. Let's walk to the car, right? So it's me and him.
Like, bitch, I'm trying to die.
No. The thing is, he was really nice. And he, like, I think he had a crush on me. So he would go along with it.
Okay. You know? And that's really smart of you.
Hold on. Hold on, I'm trying to drink your nasty drink. Hold on.
Hey, but you're going to feel good. And that's really smart of you because you gave him the benefit of the doubt for way too long. Mm-hmm. Like, you do need to be... I feel like if I ever felt...
Unsafe,
I would ask anybody to walk... Well, not anybody, but anybody that I can kind
of... Anybody besides your stalker.
to walk me to my car. Like, if I'm in a grocery store and I think I'm going to be followed, I'm going to tell the manager, hey, I need one of your employees
for
to walk me to the car.
For sure.
I would totally do that, and I'm glad you're mentioning that. And for all you listeners out there, don't be embarrassed. I know some people, like you've said, you know someone that gets embarrassed when she thinks she's being followed or whatever. Like, instead of sounding the alarm or being safe, like, they get embarrassed themselves.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And you're not safe like
especially,
that.
Especially, it's a cousin, but especially with right now with, like, COVID, the sex trafficking and kidnapping and all that
has
increased. Ask
an employee to walk you to your
definitely.
The car.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. They'll do that. I worked at a grocery store, and if someone felt a little safe, they'd get, like, two boxes. At least you'll have a witness, and then people don't do things. Like, they'll just, like,
they're less likely.
Yeah, right. They're not going to approach you. Even if it's two teenagers walking you to your car, they won't approach you.
Yeah, some people don't want to make a scene because they're like, if that person... Like, isn't following me, but it's
what if I'm just in my head? Well, yeah.
Like, yeah, what if it's just in my head? I'd rather make a scene and be safe than sorry.
And that's one big thing that stopped me, because I thought, am I over-exaggerating? Is he...
No, girl. At this point? No. Exagerada. Let him stay at the car.
You should have brought out a pillow.
You ain't know that.
Well, the reason I got... I was to the point that I'm not kidding. Anywhere I was going, I was looking over my shoulder now, right?
Oh, for sure. I'd be
One time we were at Dairy Queen, and the Dairy Queen, you have to go into the back where all the restaurants open.
Wait. You didn't finish about him walking you to your car. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is why I started him walking me to the car.
Oh, okay.
Is because when this guy was outside Dairy Queen, I would go inside the little store where you couldn't see me unless I saw a customer coming. Mm-hmm. He tried opening the door in the back, and before we would always have it open. He opened it and put his head inside, like, hey, like, I want to talk to you, right?
How old were you?
Maybe 19.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How old was he?
22, maybe.
Oh, okay. Did you ever let him talk to you?
Did you? Yeah.
And what the hell would he say?
It was like, let's go back, let's talk, like, you know, that kind of.
That's like the worst approach.
It was literally the same thing.
Forget all the stalking, just come back.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is why I was more inclined to, hey, look, can you walk me to my car, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we would walk to the car holding hands, like, this is my new man. And he would go up to us, hey, can I talk to you? Hey.
He didn't care.
He did not give a shit.
He had, like, tunnel vision.
Right. He was like, hey, can I talk to you? And this guy's like, hey, man, go away.
That's my girl.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Get and, in here, man. Right. And I'm talking about, like, I'm not. He's a big guy.
Yeah.
And.
What was that night?
He's a big basketball-looking guy.
He got a big butt.
Oh, my God.
Big fist.
For anybody that misunderstood. And, no, he would go up to us and be like, hey, can I talk to you? Can I talk to you? I'm like, no, I'm going to. Oh, okay. He will. Like,
oh my gosh.
From there on, I had every time I would leave with a coworker with somebody.
Oh, good. See?
But this guy, thank God, he would always walk me to my car. And it was the same thing all the time. He was outside my car. He was waiting at home. Yeah.
So what happened?
So from there on, again, Jose in the back of my head was like, you need to call the cops.
Yeah.
So finally, he was, one day he was at the Westminster Mall. And he was just there again all day long. And I ended up calling the police and saying, hey, this guy's been stalking me. This guy has been outside the mall. You know, you can check the cameras. And the moment he saw me calling somebody, he left. And the cops called him and said, hey, you need to stop coming around here. If you come to her job again, you're going to be arrested. He answered. He said, okay, I won't go. But luckily for me, that was the end of my story. Like, he did not. Bother
You've
me
never
after.
Seen him ever since?
Well, I saw him at Walmart maybe about 3 weeks afterwards, and I saw him, he left, like he got scared away. He left the goodness. Walmart, right? But his brother stayed behind, and his brother was accusing me of just doing things to his brother. So he at the Walmart, I remember I was with my sister.
You got harassed.
Right? And he starts screaming at me. He's in the middle of Walmart.
Screaming at you?
Right. He's like, you hurt my brother. You hurt my... Like, yeah. And so I walked the other way.
Damn.
Right? And I don't know what he told his brother that I had done. But
Yeah.
So honestly, I think... God, it was just a glimpse of stalking, but it was to the point that you were really scared to come out of your house. You didn't know if he was going to be there. You didn't know if he was following you. But luckily, that's where my story ended.
So, Naya, you think if you would have called the cops like the first week, he would have just been gone?
I think so.
Oh, my God, girl.
So people call the police right away?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I know the stalking laws are really crappy in the U.S., but hey, you got to at least try.
Right.
Like, if the cops can scare him off, it worked for that, for him. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
for sure.
Today's story is very similar, and that's why I wanted to bring it up. But ready?
Yes.
All right. So, my story is about Molly McLaurin. Have you guys ever heard of her?
No.
Her story? Okay. Mm-mm. So, in 2015, she was a 21-year-old starting her second year at Kent University. This is in England. Okay. Mm-hmm. So she studies health and fitness. Her friends describe her to be funny, a great student, charming, talkative, made friends easily. When her friends talk about her, say that she always has like a different little group of friends. Like anywhere she goes.
Social butterfly.
Right. She had a bright future for her. Okay. She began a blog dedicated to health and motivation. She often recorded herself doing exercises either by herself or with friends, training. It was inspiring quotes. She wanted to help people. But the reason behind why she was so inviting was because she struggled with anxiety and also bulimia.
Mm.
Yeah. So it was a way of her coping, being able to be in control. But that's a big reason why she also did exercises. Like, she exercised a lot, not in a compulsive way, in a healthy way. That was a way of her being able to control that.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. So her her family, again, they describe her that she was always trying to help people. Like, she was the type of person that when you had a problem, that would be the friend that you would call.
Oh, okay.
You know, that type of person. The thing is that she never had a serious relationship with anybody. She had had boyfriends, but never a really serious relationship. So at this point, she has her family, her friends. She's doing great in the university, but hasn't found love.
Mm-hmm.
So she starts doing online dating.
Uh-oh.
Mm.
It could be good. Uh-oh. Well, clearly we know this isn't, but
right. So on one of the dating apps, in July 2015, she meets Joshua Stimson.
Joshua.
Yes.
Joshua who?
Stimson.
Stimson with the P?
Yeah.
Stimson.
They hit it off right away. After they communicate a lot, but after a few months of communication, they finally meet. So she was careful about that.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's cool.
Right. So at first, they were friends, but it quickly turned into a romance. They shared a lot of interests. They loved exercising, going out, outdoor activities. So that was good. Molly was able to open up about her anxiety and how she suffered with bulimia. But Joshua had also something in common, because he told Molly that he suffered from depression and bipolar.
Oh, madre.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Question, did we say how old they are?
They're 21. Molly, she's 21. And okay. So is Joshua at this age.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. Okay. So they're young.
Oh, man. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So she introduces...
Hold on, I'm strapping in for the ride. Sounds like it's going to be hella bumpy.
Right, so she introduces him to friends. Now, the first time that they go out, to have dinner with friends, and one of the friends of Molly's makes a comment, like making fun of her in some way. So
silence your phone.
He makes a comment making fun of Molly, like in a friendly way.
A friend makes fun of Molly?
Right.
Okay.
Joshua doesn't like it.
Oh.
He shuts down. Later on, he argues with Molly, like, why is he saying things about you? Like, he doesn't like it. The friends didn't have a great first impression.
They weren't feeling a good vibe coming from him.
Joshua.
Right. Unfortunately, Molly doesn't know that Joshua has a really bad history with ex-girlfriends of being abusive, manipulating, and stalking.
Oh, I'm scared.
Uh-oh.
Molly, no.
So this is where Molly, well, she's still going to school. So at one point, Molly starts, hey, I need to study because, you know, all my finals are coming, everything, right?
Oh,
I need
to
start focusing in school.
Yeah.
Well, Joshua was the type that he would show up to her house unexpected. Hey, we're going to study together. Hey, I'm going to help you study. I'm going to be with you. The point was that he had to be there anywhere she was going to be. The parents said, even if he was just sitting on the couch while she studied, he kept an eye on her.
Man, that's so weird.
What would you do as a parent if you have, like, a girlfriend that's constantly around?
Oh, constantly. I would try to talk to my kid.
You wouldn't kick her out?
Well, yeah. Sounds like but a bit what if they're like, oh, I don't know.
Girl, well, yeah, bye. I guess... You need to go home.
Yeah, but what if your kid's like, okay, then I'll just go with her.
Christy, we had this talk before.
Well, what if Isaac's older? He's like 19.
No, you're... Well, then get the fuck out of my house. I don't want this
picture
on
my goodness. All right.
Good luck, Isaac. I don't think Isaac would, but I wouldn't... I would be like, girl, you
Isaac
need to go
would be like,
home.
I'm sorry, mama.
Go home, girl. He's trying to study.
Right. No. And he was there all the time.
Oh, my God.
god.
My kid is too smart to be dating.
To be dating this clingy girl. Yeah. So,
you said it, girl.
Right. And Molly tells her family that he's suffering from bipolar. So she feels not sorry for him, but wants to be careful when telling him to leave.
Be a little more sympathetic to his feelings.
For the same reason.
Okay. She doesn't want to trigger him or something. Yeah.
The mom, Molly's mom says, do you really think it's a good idea if you already suffer from anxiety to bring in somebody that has bipolar?
That's a really bad combination. Right. That's why I was like, oh, God.
That's why you strap yourself into the roller coaster. In,
yes, I'm going somewhere to go.
Up the hill.
I'm going up the little thing right now.
But Molly says, you know, she wants to help him. You know, we'll work through this together.
Oh gosh, women always trying to fix people.
Okay,
it's so true.
So what he starts doing is he starts isolating her from her friends and family. So instead of pointing
red
out
flag,
what,
red flag, red flag, right, alert. Mm-hmm.
So instead of him saying, "Hey, I'm too clingy and I'm always here," it's, "Hey, your friends always want to hang out when you need a study." So, like, he
would flip things around. They won't let us study.
Right. So, he would always flip it around trying to isolate her from her friends and family.
That's another red flag when they try to turn the tables on you guys. Mm-hmm. Make you feel crazy.
Turn that shit around again.
Make it feel like it's your issue that he's trying to resolve.
Right. So, at this time, she wants to call it off. For the same reason that she's getting too suffocated.
She's overwhelmed.
Yes, Molly. Call it off, girl. Right. Call it off, girl.
But he begs, he says, no, I'll change, I'll leave you alone. He gives her a little space just to enough to, hey, we'll work things out.
Yeah.
But go back to the same thing.
Oh my gosh, this reminds me of that show called You. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah.
You haven't seen it not yet? Not yet. You need to watch. Like, go home today.
That's what I'm going to watch.
There's
what is it called?
It's called You. Like, You. Y-O-U. Right. Go watch it.
Oh, it's so good.
It's amazing. No.
Okay.
It's good. You'll
and
like
season
it.
3 is coming out soon. Yeah, like, when is it coming out? Janina keep talking about it, but
I don't know, but it literally, once you
see it,
you're going to like it.
So we
you're
can
like
start it. Talking about it. All right. Continue.
So, she, you know, gives in. They don't break up. So I'll give you a little backstory about Joshua. So what she doesn't know is that Joshua, every time a girlfriend actually breaks up with him, he becomes really violent. So some of the things that happened with his exes are he hit them, he spit at them, he slashed their tires, followed them, he stalked them, and even on one of them, he even threatens to drown her.
Oh my god.
Right.
Gosh.
Right.
Joshua, what the hell's going on?
Oh my goodness.
So he goes, after a little while, he goes right back to the same thing. He's always following her. He wants to know where she's at. But they go, they're trying to work things out. So they go to a family event. It's I think it was a grandmother's birthday that they had a huge event for, and they stayed at a hotel together. Mm-hmm. Well, when they were at the party, she was dancing with relatives and she wasn't paying enough attention to him. So
according to him,
right, and so he gets really mad and is just there and
did he make a scene?
Well, he didn't make a scene, but everybody noticed that he was uncomfortable, that he didn't want to be there.
Pissed.
He kept calling her like, hey, come over here, don't leave me alone, kind of thing. And she kept ignoring it, like, I want to have fun, I'm at the party.
Good.
And he was really upset.
And with parties like that, you see your, because it's the kids and the kids' kids, like, you see family members you haven't seen party in years.
Right.
So you want to, like, embrace that.
And one of the family, one of the family members that hadn't met Joshua for the, like, before, said to another family member, I don't know what's about him. I don't
just
like
him. He just gave people the heebie-jeebies, the
right.
vibe.
Mm-hmm. Right. I don't like him. Like, he's just staring at her, like, get over here, kind of thing.
Oh, my God.
So the party's over, and they go back to the hotel.
Oh, my God. I'm scared.
Well, they start arguing. They start arguing to the point that Molly texts one of her aunts and says, come over here. Like, you need to get over here.
Mm-hmm.
And the aunt goes to the hotel. And when she gets there, the door was open. And Joshua is trying to, like, record Molly. Because he's trying to capture almost, like, he's accusing her. Like, you left me by myself. Mm. And he's trying to capture, like, how she reacts. it's weird. Like, he's, and so what,
like, he's trying to trigger her, maybe?
Right, like, okay. Almost like trigger her, but get it on camera to maybe see it later. That's what we think, like, maybe look at the video later. But when the aunt arrives, she goes in there, and Joshua tells her.
So there's video footage of this.
Right. And Joshua tells the aunt, look what she did to me, look. And the aunt totally ignores him, like, get out of my way. Molly, what's wrong? And so Molly just says, like, he's acting dumb. He's, you know, he's fighting over anything, right? Yeah. And nothing happens from there. They leave. They try to work things out. He tells her, don't leave me, everything, right? Mm. So after the trip, it's been a while. Over when we started our story, she was 21, but she was on 22 now going.
Okay.
After the trip, she was going to go celebrate her 23rd birthday with friends at a nightclub. So when she's there, again, he doesn't like her paying attention to the friends, even though it was a celebration with a bunch of them. You have to pay attention to me, kind of thing. So he gets mad at her. He starts yelling at her. Starts making a little scene because he's not getting enough attention.
Her birthday.
Right. At a club.
Bitchin' Joshua.
Right.
For reals.
So.
Where's my drink?
So, you know, based on what I read is, I think she felt safe, close to, you know, friends.
Of course.
A lot of people. Maybe it wasn't the best time, but she broke up with him right there and then. Like, she said, enough. You know, we're over.
She felt, she had a little courage in her to be like, I'm done.
And she said, enough. They broke up.
Yeah, maybe she felt safer thinking, okay, he's going to go home and now we don't have to see each other. As opposed to breaking up at a park bench or at your
house
private. Or in a car, whatever. Yeah, in private with just that one person.
Right.
Okay.
Joshua gets up and he screams to everybody, finally, she broke up with me. Fine. Like you finally got your way, kind of thing. Telling the friends. You know,
she broke up in the middle of the club.
In the middle of the club.
Thanks. So she put up with this for almost 2 years.
Right.
Fudge.
So they broke.
I'm sorry, but that's crazy. Like.
No, I couldn't.
If you see your child in a toxic relationship like that.
Yeah.
What do you do?
But girl, you can only do so much. Mm-hmm. We're going to make their choice at the end of the day.
Right. I guess or they're going to go behind your back and say.
Nobody could tell me anything.
I just can't believe she dated. I feel like I dated someone kind of similar, not that drastic, but I could only stand them for 2 months, and I...
You did?
Kind of like that, and it was the same. Like, I tried to break up with him, and he was like, I'll change, I'll do that, and I really didn't want to get back with him, but I felt like he wouldn't let me leave his house.
Right.
So I said, like, okay, fine. And then sure enough, like, the behavior went back, and I'm like, no, I broke up with him over a phone call.
Right.
See, trust your instinct, guys. Girls...
Trust
your instinct, because it's usually we have that, you know, we're like animals, you know, like you can sense fear, like you feel that fear in your gut, and you know when something's not off. Like, you should just surround yourself, tell people what's going on in case something worse happens.
And be open about it, because the more people know that you talk to them, but sometimes you're embarrassed of
that. Ashamed that you let it get so far.
Right.
And that's the thing. Like, you should always have at least, like, a couple close people you can confide in. I get it. You don't have to tell people if it's not their business. But, dude, your life is too valuable to put up with something like that. And the more you drag it on... The worst.
Yeah, I remember when I was dating around the same age. I remember my aunt, she would always be like, okay, they're picking you up. Send me a picture of their license plate. Mm-hmm. I need at least to know first name and where they live in case something happens. And I would always text that to her and my cousin. I'd be like, this is... License plate, this is where we're going. I'll be back around this time. So if something ever were to happen, they knew where to find me.
Yeah. And I think as a parent, sometimes that's te da pena, but you shouldn't. Because, I mean, it's worse when something happens to your kid and you're like, I don't know who they went with. I don't know where they live. I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
And,
you know, I couldn't leave the house unless she saw the car or who. Because, yeah, you're out. It's harder. It's, you know, for women, you have to be more proactive in making sure that you're safe.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially because it's easier for, not saying that men don't get attacked or something, but it's more likely to happen to a woman. You know what I mean?
And it's not like they were telling you not to go out. It was just they wanted to make sure you got home safe. And if you are you do have parents you can't trust, then tell your friend, hey, girl, or guy, or best friend, whatever, hey, I'm going to go hang out with so-and-so. Mm-hmm. Here's the license plate. Here's his name. That mm-hmm. way, if anything ever happens...
And they don't have to know that you're taking a picture of the car. Like, I would just do it, like, on the discreet, you know what that, I mean? Yeah. And that was it. Like, they mm-hmm. didn't have to know. No, they don't have to know, like, go here, take a selfie. You know what I mean?
You and the plate.
You know? Yeah, like,
let's
no.
include your plate.
Yeah, like... Let someone know.
Let someone sure. know. And I was
your
dating
friend,
a
your
lot
cousin, your mom, your dad, whoever.
I was constantly sending pictures. You know what I mean?
Don't be a crazy dater over here. Speed dating.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because when I was going to Chicago, I took an Uber, and the, you know, when they always say you have to look at the license plate, make yes. sure it's the person and everything, right? No, I. She said,
"Oh my gosh, what?"
I got in the car. Everything was good, right? No, everything was good. Oh, it was a person. Say, it was oh a person. Gosh. Well, when we get on there, did I text you? I forget who I was texting.
I don't remember.
But I got on the Uber.
Hey, Christy, what kind of friend
maybe,
are you?
Well, this remember. Was like 2 years ago.
Yeah,
proceed. I might remember.
Maybe like 10 minutes into the ride, I'm going to LAX. So okay. 10 minutes into the ride.
You did tell me. Oh, yes. My
what happened?
God.
Girl.
He wouldn't let you out of the car.
No.
You guys, hold on. Put on your roller coaster seatbelt more. Because this story is creepy AF.
Okay, hold on. My arms are going up.
Go. He starts telling me how he has mental issues.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The driver. Right. The driver starts right. talking to Naya.
I don't remember everything, but I remember I was fucking creeped out because he starts telling me how he Benting. Has issues. Yeah, he has issues. He doesn't have a lot of friends. Keep in mind, we're in the freeway already. So I'm like...
You're in the back seat.
Right, I'm in the back seat. And he starts telling me about how he suffers with anxiety, depression, this and that. But randomly, like if I asked him, you know? And so we're driving and I'm all texting Christy. I'm texting everybody. Hey, yeah. this is... Because I take a screenshot of who it is. And so I'm sending it to everybody. Good. Hey, this is who I went with in case anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I am... being friendly, I am being as nice as I can.
Cooperative.
Because in, yes. Yeah. In my head, I'm thinking, I don't want this guy to snap for yeah, whatever uh-huh. reason. So we're going to LAX, and I see the welcome to LAX sign.
Oh, you're like, I'm in the clear.
I'm here, right? Instead of going into LAX, he takes the exit to the left and goes past it.
No way.
Oh my God. So too, I'm in this point that I'm thinking.
Were you freaking out?
Yes. I think I was texting Christy like, he just fucking passed the exit. Mm-hmm. What the fuck, you know? So
why
I'm
why don't you call 911?
Well, this at this moment, I to be honest, I'm thinking as soon as he slows down, right, I'm fucking jumping out of the car.
You're gonna roll out,
yes.
Man.
Yeah, this
roll
was like
yes.
Oh, oh my gosh. You're right. Really gonna dive out of the
yes.
car.
Yes. I swear, girl, like I'm choosing my spot.
Like the guy from have you seen Crazy Stupid Love?
Crazy stupid.
Ryan Gosling, the guy literally jumps out of the car because the wife keeps telling him that she had an affair.
Oh, no, no. Watch
it. He just literally just dives out of the car.
Oh my God. Well, that was going to be me. Yes,
girl. Shut up, Naya, really?
Yes. And he's, again, he's just making small chat about how his issues, and this is making me really uncomfortable. And again, he
maybe
just
he
missed.
Maybe he just found like a shortcut to get to LAX.
Well, he missed where it says, welcome to LAX,
if
right?
You're already so scared. Thinking, and you see that the
like
driver's.
A short, like a shortcut.
That yeah, because I'm my nerves are already like,
did
what
you
am
say,
I in case?
Me?
So I'm texting Christy. I'm saying like, fuck, I'm thinking yeah. I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Little do I know. That it's departures and the where you take off.
Oh, I see.
And so he didn't go into you. Right. Instead of taking me to the place where he would drop me off to pick someone up, he's just dropping me off below
in the departure area.
In the departure area.
Oh, but my God. So you were ready to die.
I was ready to. I'm thinking this is
where she jumps out at the.
Yes, you were trying to
she jumps out at the pickup. He's like, yeah. I'm still taking
it. Yes, yes.
But you started freaking out because I remember you saying, like, his tone was right. off and you just.
That's, yeah, that would assume that too. Yeah. Like, oh, shit.
And, she's, and then he's passing the sign. So right? you just, like.
I was.
You know what happened? Which is really, that's super scary, but I, now that when the clubs are shut down, but mm-hmm. when they open again, we, it was for my engagement night,
back, we went to the club, downtown Fullerton. You know, all the little clubs were there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did you go that night? Yeah, you did. I don't know. You didn't go?
Maybe not.
No, she didn't. Engagement night?
I don't know.
Well, I probably didn't. I don't remember.
She was too drunk to remember.
No, yeah. ¿Cómo que no fuiste? José no. went. I think you did go.
That doesn't mean anything.
I think you probably
went. Maybe I did. Okay, keep going.
Anyways, so we were leaving, and or maybe this was another. I think this was another night.
Help me with this.
That's a little blurry.
Okay, so I went out, and I went out and I with my cousins. And, you know, there's a line. Now they have, like, the Uber line. Mm-hmm. You wait for your Uber, and it tells you, oh, your Uber, whatever. Mm-hmm. This guy, like, I'm with my cousin, and I'm waiting for the Uber, and it tells you what kind of car, the license plate or whatever. And this car pulls up. He's like, oh, you're waiting for your Uber? He's like, I'm here. And he rolls, the windows are all down. And then my cousin, oh, the Uber's here. And she was opening the door. I was like, girl, that is not our Uber. And she's like, are you sure? I'm like, yes. And the guy's like, the kaiju was just waiting. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, dude, get the fuck out of here. And then he just drove off. But she was ready to get in the car and didn't even, like,
most check. People are drunk. Most
people are drunk. People are drunk and want to get in a warm car and go home. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I was like, no, our Uber's, like, around the corner. Dude. And I was like, dude, you would have gone in the car and not even checked? Like, what the
What a
hell?
Sneaky bastard, too, if that's what he was doing. Let me just jump in this line and see what girls get in.
Yeah, be careful, because I thought, like, if this guy, how many girls have gone in his car?
You know what? A common mistake is when you see the Uber, let's say his name is Juan, right? You go and, like, pick your head in there, and you say, Juan?
Are you Juan? Yeah, that's not how you ask.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, yeah, that's a, no. You wait, like, what's my name?
That was super
yeah.
scary. Right. When I saw her do that, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so glad I'm somewhat sober, but I was like, yeah, I can't believe you were about to jump in the car with some rando and not even, like, think about it. She's like, well, I don't use Uber or whatever. I'm like, then you shouldn't even bother getting in the freaking car.
And that's like, I just saved your life. Yeah, yeah. Oh, funny story at downtown Fullerton. One time I got really, really drunk. And I was with some girlfriends, and one of the girls was worse than me, and it was maybe 2:30, maybe right after the clubs close, and I told Anthony, can you pick us up, right, or pick me up, because they were gonna get another ride, they were gonna go somewhere else, and when he gets there, he was all half asleep, because I woke him up, right, and the girl gets in front of his car. Like, we were going to take off, and she goes in front of his car.
Like, on the hood.
Yes. And he goes, like, she tells him, ah, are you Nichelle's boyfriend? I want to get to know you. Like, girl, she was so.
Wasted.
Yes, girl.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, get off my hood.
Oh,
yeah, so Fullerton always reminds you of that. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I was afraid you were going to tell a story about me. Oh. When you started that story, I'm like, please don't go there.
Chris is like,
no. That was not me thinking.
Now that you remind me.
Okay.
Oh my God. Can I say when you dropped your phone?
Okay, so what happened
with this girl?
What happened? Oh, right. She broke up at the downtown Fullerton.
She broke up with him. She broke up with him at her birthday party.
At the club. Yes.
And he made a scene.
Right.
Finally, she broke up with me.
Right.
Go, Molly.
The friends say immediately she was like free. Like, having a great time.
Oh,
she was good.
Back to herself, probably.
Right, right. But when she came back, like, the next day, all the friends call her, because Joshua immediately starts attacking her on Facebook. So remember, she has a blog.
Spilling all her dirty little secrets.
Right.
Oh, no.
Starts posting pictures about her. Starts saying,
make a sex tape.
No. He starts humiliating her. He tags friends and family. He says that she uses drugs and that she's going to tell her mom. And she asks everybody to please block him. But everybody that didn't get that message,
they can see everything.
They can see everything that he's saying about her.
I think in one way, that sucks. I mean, it sucks because he's trying to ruin her reputation. But everybody that knows her knows. Like, yeah, right. He's just lost it,
right? But everybody that doesn't,
yeah, everyone that doesn't, like, they're not gonna probably want to listen to her blog if there's somebody spreading all this stuff about her,
right? Yeah, so she's devastated. The family says that she was really bummed about everything that he's posting about her. From there, she tells the family that she's really scared because of all the things that he's saying. Mm-hmm. He even posts online and tags them saying there is more to come.
Oh, shoot.
Right. So he's now becoming threatening. She screenshots the abuse or like the comments that he's been making, and she takes it to the police.
Oh, good for her.
Go, Molly.
So when she goes to the police, the officer that took her claim just kind of doesn't know too much about stalking, you know. At this point, she doesn't know she's being stalked, first of all. But she...
harassed, right?
Yeah, it's more
so harassed. So she presents the evidence and shows what's going on. So what the cop does is he calls him. He calls him and says, hey, what you're doing is wrong. Yeah. Right, what you're doing is wrong. You could get arrested. You need to stop. And you need to take all these pictures down. Everything you're saying about her, you need to stop. So he agrees. He says, I'll stop, kind of thing. But then the cop tells him, you're going to stop, right? He was on speaker. So when he says, you're going to stop, right? Like, we're not going to have this conversation again, right? Mm-hmm. He replies, like, in a very, like, sarcastic voice. He says, I am going to stop, right? Mm. Yeah, imitating.
Oh, my gosh.
So the cop doesn't take it that way. That's it. That's all that happens with the police. So since Josh is now blocked from all her accounts, friends, a girl that he knows volunteers to, hey, I'll befriend her. So you can see everything that's going on.
Why would somebody do that for him? You're not a friend. You're not helping anybody.
I don't think she was a friend because later on they found a couple things about her.
Okay.
But she urges it on, like, hey, let's find out what she's doing. Why? I'll befriend her. Mm-hmm.
Dude, go on.
Right. So I think at this point, now more people are more careful of posting exactly where they're going, where they're at.
Oh, yeah. You know. Do you post your location on your stuff? Do you, Naya?
I always say, like, the city. I don't,
certain stuff, but not... I don't know. Sometimes.
I post, like, when I go for my runs, I post, but I post after I
left. After the fact?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I also... because I used to go on my same route, mm-hmm. but I also read that you should change it up. Mm-hmm. So I go on... I run different places, different days. I try to go different times. Mm-hmm. Because... I do feel like, I'm on a stroller. Like, I feel like it'd be easier.
Yeah.
So I always change that. Mm-hmm.
But at this time, Molly doesn't realize that can be a thing. Mm-hmm. So she's posting where she's going, where she's going to go.
That's how Kim Kardashian got robbed.
Oh, that's right. Really? Right. That's right.
That's how she got robbed. But she was posting where she was at.
I think we started learning from those. And people would get their house broken into. Mm-hmm. Like, if they're on vacation.
Yes.
Because they'd be like, oh, vacation for a week. And then they'd be like, I don't know.
Gone from
New York.
Joshua uses this friend to start monitoring where Molly's at. Because she's saying, where I'm going to go, who I'm going to be with. I'm headed to the gym. I'm headed to the bar with a couple
friends. What
do you
tell a friend to convince them to stalk somebody for you?
I don't think.
For reals. It's fucked up.
I don't think this friend...
knew?
No, I don't think this friend, he might have said... Yeah, exactly. I think this friend offered to, hey, well, let's look where she's at, kind of thing.
Oh. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I people will follow you on their phone. Like, mm-hmm. I remember I had... mine was opposite. I had, supposedly.
Like,
I had
they know your location on your phone?
Yeah.
I thought you have to share that. Well, before you didn't
know.
Have to.
I don't know what...
Before, it could be an app that they would put on your phone. It would look like a regular app that they would attach.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't that crazy.
But I had a friend that was opposite. He felt like his ex always wanted to be where he was at. Mm-hmm. So he would like to work out after work all the time. And he would look like, okay, she's at the gym down the street. I'm going to go to the other gym.
Oh.
Like, he knew where she was at so that he can avoid her. Or at least that's what he told me.
Uh-huh. Oh, no. Yeah, let me put something on your phone so I can avoid where you're
no,
at.
No, I believe Joshua it because said too. I feel like she... just kidding. But I don't... This guy wasn't creepy. Okay, he really wasn't creepy. I remember he's like, look, oh, she's over here. I'm going to go there.
I'm going to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Well, that's smart. I mean, if you really want to avoid somebody.
Some people
if that is like, making faces, just so you
app.
Guys know.
Say Molly had the app and she knew where that guy was at. Right. Like, wouldn't you, like, go every other...
Avoid.
The opposite way?
Get the sure. Crazy. I think you're for light.
Well, I don't care. I wasn't in a relationship, but I do remember, like, I remember her being more clingy than he was, though. I remember this. Like, I remember, like...
If it's like,
you don't think people try to avoid me. If like somebody, a person that went to work out where you went to work out and you didn't want them around, wouldn't you? And, but you wanted
to, I would just go to a different gym.
That's what he did.
Yeah, but I wouldn't go, oh, he's at this gym, so I need to go to the other one. That's way too much.
Wait, energy, but Christine. Did that person do that because the person kept showing up at the same spot?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, it makes sense.
Well, she probably had sometimes you just fucking snap, you know what I mean? That's what,
just a little a little healthy stocking. A little healthy.
You know what I mean?
Snapperooski. Hashtag snapperooski.
Snapperooski.
I kind of, we should use that.
Yeah, but don't you, didn't, if someone makes you feel, I didn't record my story, but sometimes when you're in a relationship and you know, well, this is obviously the story you're telling is different. Mm-hmm. Feel free to put this in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So,
you're recording?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sometimes when you're in a relationship and you know that person's cheating on you or they're up to something and they're denying, and you just can't seem to catch them, sometimes you snap a little bit. You know what I mean?
And what do you call that, Yvette?
A little snapperooski.
You know, a little healthy stocking.
A little healthy snapperooski. Yes. You know what I mean? You snap. Hold on, even my eyes twitch.
No real people.
I'm about to stab.
She's switching.
Oh my gosh, my eyes are watery. Sometimes you snap a little bit because you want to know. And
yeah,
I did not stalk like that stalk.
Like you weren't in the bushes.
No, I wasn't in the bushes, but someone was in the bushes for
me. Oh my god!
I instructed somebody.
I was trying to give you like a better. I was trying to give our listeners a better idea of the snapperooski, but you just...
Well, that's funny because, like, how do you convince someone to stalk that person?
If it's all like, oh, I know.
Well, I convinced someone to hide in the bushes for me.
Oh, my God. But I'm not going to even guess who did
that's
this.
That's your ride or die.
I'm pretty sure I know who.
Yeah,
and I bet you the person listening to this are like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, sometimes
I had you, girl.
Because I'm like, I know this fool's up to something, right. But I need to know.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yvette, but you were with that person, and you felt an unsettling feeling.
Yeah,
if you guys were separated, would it? And you said, dude, I want to still stalk this person. Don't you think someone would be like, girl, move on. Like, you guys aren't even together.
Yeah, yeah, well, no, I didn't do that.
Well, this is where Molly's in, unfortunately, the situation with Josh, is that they're not together, so how do you...
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't do that. I think I didn't go that far. I would just, if I was out at the club, I would just drink whatever, you, like, that person's
you just had
drink.
Your walkie-talkie, one person in the car, one person in the bush, and one person in the tree.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
One person in the tree.
You go has left.
That's too far, but when we were together, I would, like, try to stop.
Even takes off, and someone's still in the bushes with her.
Yeah. Dude, I'm like, you need to put your ear to that window, because I know he's in there with someone. And then she's like, I hear talking, but... I don't hear them doing anything else.
Okay, we're good. They're talking.
Okay, then run back.
Oh, my
goodness. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm keeping it real. I had that moment. But I just... And then finally, like, it all... I didn't even have to do that. And it all just came to, like...
Yeah.
Without me having to, like, go and, like, keep following that person.
Well, there's some girls that do that after the fact when they break up because they want to confirm that... That person
that they're
was
not crazy
around
because of
and you know
mm-hmm. because probably their
that's
last their breakup was like, you're crazy, our relationship is over because you're a fucking crazy bitch,
right? And no, it's because
mic drop, but no,
you're hanging out. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, yeah, that's how I feel.
They want to confirm.
Yeah. Like, you're crazy. Oh, I'll show you crazy.
Chrissy just turned around.
That's what I tell your brother now. Like, you think I'm crazy, you ain't seen nothing yet.
No, you know what's funny is that when Yvette gives my other brother dating advice, she's like, I know, psycho, I am one. Bro, she's like, I know this freaking these patterns, okay?
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah. And I'm being honest. I'm like, and that's why when people tell me like, oh, like they want advice or whatever, and like the girl's like,
when someone
used to be a certain way in behavior but they changed, reformed?
I think that, yeah.
Like, or like a prisoner, like they've been...
Yeah, you... An ex-con?
Yeah, you know, they've been like reinstated into the world. The okay. I, well, yeah, I'm a, like, a, what is that word?
You have been cured? Back into...
Rehabilitized.
Oh, yeah, I'm there a... There you go. There you go. I'm a rehabilitated psycho. But I can sense, I can see
the... But don't push it, Leo.
But don't push it. But
it's a thin line between...
There is a thin line.
But I can see those patterns in certain women because it's like, okay, I used to be like that. And then that's why I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a red flag right there. Because I used to do, or like certain way that they behave or they, you know, if you're a certain way, you can detect other people that are similar to your behavior. Right. And true. That's why I'm like, I told a friend of mine, he was dating this girl and I was like, no, dude, she's an undercover freak, like psycho. And he's like, no, she's mad cool. Like, blah, blah. And I was like, no, dude, she's, that's how she's baiting you in. Yeah. I'm like, trust. And no, sure, no, she flipped the switch. And I was like, I freaking told you, dude. I'm like, you didn't
know. You see those signs?
Yeah, I'm a rehabilitated psycho. But
if you want to know if you're dating a psycho, reach out to Yvette. She'll let you know.
She will proudly for you.
She will approve or disapprove. She'll stamp.
Psycho approved. Anyways, continue.
All right. So,
I have to do a lot of editing now. You're so sorry.
No, don't worry.
She's leaving it all in.
Yeah, I'm leaving it all in.
Yeah, feel free.
All right, so we left off by saying that Josh has now a friend that has befriended Molly and has access to her account and seeing where she's at, where she's going, where she's going to work out, right? Mm-hmm. So the shortly after that, Molly goes to celebrate a friend's promotion to a local bar. They go, they're just, you know, having a couple of drinks when all of a sudden Josh gets there. To the bar. Josh arrives at the bar.
Okay.
He arrives with another girl. Trying to, you know, I don't know if
trying
it's the same
to make
girl.
It seem like, oh, it's just coincidence. I'm not stalking you.
Oh,
I'm here with my date.
Oh, this is just my new girlfriend.
Right. Yep, and she's hotter than you. Yeah, kind of thing. So he arrives with the other girl, but he keeps staring at Molly and the girls, right? Oh, God. So they're so stupid. And Molly tells the friend, you know I'm over him because I'm not jealous at all. That he's with another girl. So, you know, kind of thing.
I'd be relieved.
Right?
Yeah, thank
God.
So
she's, I know I made the right decision by leaving him. I'm not in love with him. So while they're there, he keeps walking by the table like he's going to grab something. And
kind of inconspicuous.
Thing. Right.
And I need the straw right here on your table. Thank you.
I need that ketchup. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you pass the salt?
Oh, hey, Molly.
Yeah. You're sitting here. Oh,
so they just, whatever, brush it off. And he's still there. And Molly has to leave early. So she goes up to the bar and was going to go pay her bill. Mm-hmm. And Joshua goes and sits at the bar and just stares at her and just kind of like, oh, you're here. I'm here too. You know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Kind of making his presence known.
Well, yeah.
She pays. She leaves to her car by herself. But she says she felt like very,
uneasy?
You know. Yeah. And you know, maybe I don't know, but I feel like somebody should have walked her.
For sure.
But you can't, you have to ask for the help.
But I don't know. I feel like if a friend of mine...
I think if nobody's offering, ask.
Right.
Well, I guess also, I guess it just depends on your friends, you know? Like if
but
I
they
knew
were
you,
close friends. But
yeah, I knew. I'd be like, oh, girl, let me just make sure you're okay.
Yeah, and just drop me off in the front of the store. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. But especially if the guys are... But I guess they saw it like he's there. She's going to her car.
He's there with someone else. He's probably going to stay with his date.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So she goes to her car. Nothing happens. While they were there, she you know, talks with her friends and say, like, how is he here? Is it a coincidence?
Yeah.
How, you know, it's, they're off in a bar. Just, is he just, she just finds it to be a really hard to believe coincidence that he was there. Mm-hmm. She did post earlier, though, that she was going to go to the bar, but she didn't put one and one together that maybe he's in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the following day, in the morning, she goes to the gym really early, like when there's nobody at the gym. Mm-hmm. When she's at the gym, she's working out, and this is a gym, like a two-story gym.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's called in England the CC cameras. Mm. I think it's, you know how there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
Captures Josh going up where she's working out. Because she doesn't know that at this point, Joshua has been following her everywhere. Like, seeing where she's at, who she's with, everything. So, he goes up to where she's working out. And we'll put it up on our IG. But he walks upstairs and then changes his mind. Like, he pokes his head in, sees her, and changes his mind. So, he goes back downstairs. Down. Halfway down to the stairs, he's like, he changes his mind again. He goes right back up.
Fuck this, I'm gonna go.
Oh my god, this sounds like psychotic.
Right. He goes in there, and she's the only one in the little workout area. She's in the mat, like, working out. And he grabs a mat, and there's video. He puts the mat next to her, starts working out.
Oh, yeah. I would scream.
What was her reaction?
She takes a picture, sends it to her friend, is like, look, who's here? How is this a coincidence that he was at the bar and now he's here?
Mm-hmm. And did she post she was going to the gym?
No.
Oh,
she didn't.
Okay.
So that's what, like, how is he here?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. And she feels really uncomfortable. She's texting with her mom now. Mm-hmm. She's texting with her friend, like, this is crazy. How is he here? You know, he's just working out next to her, but like, making her... Right.
See you here.
Oh, right.
Oh, my God.
So I want to stop and ask you ladies. What do you guys think you would do, or what, as a friend, would you suggest to your friend at that moment?
If that happened to me, I'm at the gym, there's nobody there, it's really freaking early, I would have, oh my god, part of me would be like, leave me the fuck alone.
Mm-hmm.
I know I would stop working, I definitely wouldn't be working out, I wouldn't be texting, I'd be calling for help. Like, I'd be calling my closest friend, obviously I have GD now, I would be calling him, meet me at the front of the gym, or come in the gym. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not safe. Mm-hmm. And I would have probably gone into the women's restroom mm-hmm. and stayed there until somebody was there to pick me up. Okay. Or toward the front office. Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Yvette?
I think I would probably make a scene. I think I would be like, leave me alone. What the hell are you doing here? I would call the police. I would also call someone to come and be there.
Well, what about as a suggestion to a friend? She's texting,
like,
you.
If she was texting, well, and I would tell her happening. The same. Be like, call 911.
Yeah, call 911.
And leave the, don't, go sit by the front desk.
Call the manager and let them know that you're being stalked and mm-hmm. that this person is following you. And then, yeah, I would let someone, the staff know what's going on.
And I think at this point, we see it from that end because we know he's stalking her. Mm-hmm. But I think she's like, this is no longer a coincidence. He's following me. Mm-hmm. But I don't think she realizes to what extent he's following her.
Yeah. I think back, yeah.
Right.
We would have been more naive, but now we're definitely not.
Right. So she's texting her family and they're saying, you need to get out of there. You need to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But he, right before she gets up and she confronts him. She's like, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be at work. Why aren't you at work? Kind of thing. Like, what are you doing here? And he just turns around and says, none of your fucking business what I'm doing here.
Oh, you know? Wow.
She goes back in her mat, not to work out, but like, what do you do at that moment, right?
Yeah, you feel helpless probably.
Right. And at that moment, he gets his mat, puts it back and leaves. He leaves. And the cameras do capture him leaving the gym. Leaving. Mm-hmm. So at this point, she's texting the family, and the family's like, you need to get your shit and leave.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of there and call me when you're home. You need to come straight home, whatever, right? So she does that. She picks up her stuff and she is leaving the gym. Little does she know that Joshua is driving around waiting for her to get out of the gym.
Oh my God.
She walks to her car. And she texts a friend and says, hey, I'm walking to my car now. She gets into her car. And before the doors lock, he gets in the car.
Oh, shit.
And that's one thing. You can't text on that. Like, you need to have someone on the phone. If you don't have someone walking into your car, you need to be on the phone. Like, just stay on the... How many times have we done that? Nine and I have done that. We'll be like, stay on the phone until I get to my car. Stay on the phone. Like, I just feel uncomfortable. Stay on the phone until I get to my car.
Right.
And we've definitely done... Like, you have to... If you're not going to sound the alarm, at least have someone that knows, like...
Mm-hmm. Your location.
And I've heard one time, if you ever want to avoid talking to somebody, get on your phone, call your voicemail, and it's not going to make another call ring. Just talking on your phone. You're talking... Oh,
they
sorry,
even have that now on TikTok. They have a woman who creates videos, and you can play the video. She's like, hey, hon, how are you? Oh, okay. Like, she'll just talk to you and pretend like she's having a conversation with you. She's like, okay, where are you? Okay, I'm on my way. I'm gonna go get you. Just stay on the phone with me. But you're not really talking to her. She's just has that video. So if you're walking and you feel like you're being stalked, they know, like, you're face-to-face with someone, like, on camera. And she creates different videos, different scenarios.
Wow, I didn't know. That you can play. Hey, guys, I went ahead and included a small little clip about the lady that Yvette was talking about. Go ahead and take a listen.
Hey, I just got your text. Did I read that correctly? Did you say someone's following you? Do you need me to come out? Yeah, you're right. It looks like you're right up the street from my house. Do you want me and Dave to come outside? Because that's not cool. I want to get a look at this dude's face. I don't like that happening around here. Do you recognize the person at all?
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
That might be something to know. Okay.
So he gets in the car with her.
He gets in the car.
Shoot.
I'm so nervous.
So he gets in the car and he stabs her 75 times.
Oh my gosh.
And cuts her throat.
Oh my god.
I thought he was going to kidnap her or something. Mm-hmm.
He wants to make sure that she's dead.
Shoot.
In the parking lot of the gym?
In the parking lot of the gym. Mm-hmm.
Dang. Oh, how sad.
That's messed up. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, witnesses see it happen, and they call the police. Mm-hmm. The police come, and the CC camera captures it, that one of the witnesses was like, stop, kind of thing, and he was making sure that she's dead. Imagine with the, how much hate, 75 times, that's exhausting.
I can't
imagine.
And
then cutting her throat to make sure she's dead. The CC cameras capture him getting out of the car and the police arriving, and he is in a white t-shirt, covered in blood.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
He doesn't resist or anything like that. The police arrest him and they take him. In January 2018, he pleads manslaughter to diminish the responsibility that he's getting. He's saying it was a moment of, like, depression or whatever it may be, to diminish the responsibility. In trial, they find out that he was stalking her through the entire relationship. In past relationships, he always had threatening behavior. He would follow the girls to the nightclubs. He would stalk them, everything. Especially when they broke up, he would go psycho on them. Mm-hmm. They also find out that the girl that assisted him, she said, like, when he said, hey, she broke up with me, hey, she said, hey, let's stalk her together. I'm a professional stalker.
Oh crap.
Yeah. So that's why they find out that she was so helpful, trying to, hey, she's going here now, she's done that, because she was helping him stalk. She had stalked somebody else before.
Please tell me she did time.
No, not that I read of. But
she didn't get in trouble.
No, because she just kind of like, hey, like, kind of, no te dejes, do it more, kind of like, drag, yeah.
But, I guess she could have, like, said, I helped him stalk her, but I didn't help him kill her.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh,
man, I feel like she should get something.
Right? No, something. But I don't think the laws, she actually didn't do anything. But
they should send her to therapy. I mean, you're literally saying, I'm a professional stalker. Girl, you shouldn't be professional stalking anybody.
Mm-hmm. Dang, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. So in trial, they only took 4 hours to deliberate and come back with a unanimous verdict of guilty.
Good.
He was sentenced to prison without the possibility of parole. The judge said, this was a cruel and calculated and cowardly act. This was an act of wickedness. You were determined to punish her for ending the relationship. You were seeking revenge.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So July 2018, Kent University, where she was going, invited the parents to the graduating ceremony, where the parents received Molly's undergraduate diploma. They were presented. After they were presented, everybody clapped and cried. The friends were there and they said they cheered as hard as they would have cheered for her if she would have graduated. Since her death, her family started a charity for people suffering with eating disorders, and they called it the Molly McLaren Foundation. Her community celebrates Molly's birthday every year with a charity festival called Molly Fest, where they have a festival remembering her.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. That's so sad.
Yeah. I know. But you know, what I think what reminded this story to mine is that mine luckily ended with a call from the police. This guy, I feel like he
didn't care.
He didn't care.
Yeah.
He didn't care. So, unfortunately, Molly.
Poor Molly. Mm-hmm. Poor Molly and her family and her loved ones. She had a lot of love. She had a lot of love. People loved her.
Yeah, she had a bright future. And she chose the wrong person, yeah.
Oh, my God. I just feel like that can happen to almost anybody.
Right.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because even though it was online dating, they could have met somebody, you know, with a friend. And they could have been just a psycho.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Wow.
So for anybody, you know, I got some information for a stalking helpline. If, you know, if you are being stalked or anybody that you know is being stalked, there is a 1-800 number, and it's 1-800-777-9229. Or there is a www.stalkingawarenessmonth.org where you can get more information on stalking. Luckily, California was one of the first states to pass an anti-stalking laws and penalties in the United States.
Ooh, yeah. When?
This was a while ago, but they followed. It was one of the first ones to start, actually, enforcing law. Yeah,
because I feel like ours is so bad.
Yeah, we also in our local police department, I read about Mike Proctor. How is that?
Proctor.
Yeah, Mike Proctor, which is he is a detective, a retired detective in the Westminster Police Department, and he's known to be one of the ones that started stalking protocols that is now used in all the United States and also abroad.
Clean to Mike. Yeah.
Welcome to the stage.
That's good.
Mike Proctor. Ladies. Wow, in our own city.
Right.
That's awesome.
Right.
Wow, that makes me proud.
Mm-hmm. And that, ladies, was the tragic story of stalking and the killing of Molly McLaren.
May she rest in peace.
Right.
Molly. Oh, wow. That sucks. I'm so sad. Poor girl.
Right?
She was so young.
And unfortunately, sometimes that has to happen for laws to get a lot stricter.
Yeah. That is unfortunate.
Yeah, it must be so hard as a police officer now with social media and all this technology. It's like people know your every move, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
It sucks.
And if you have a blog, which is so popular right now, like if you come across the wrong person, they're not gonna leave you alone. They're just gonna fuck up everything you've worked for.
Yeah,
you have, or your followers.
Yeah, that sucks.
That was really good.
That was
Naya,
a good
though.
Story. Naya.
I really like it. I love the awareness.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. I would also like to recommend a podcast. It's called Strictly Stalking.
Mm-hmm.
You guys hear it. It's all about people that have suffered, not a couple months, but years of stalking.
I remember you sent me an episode and I listened to it, but I just felt so bad that I didn't listen anymore,
mm-hmm.
but it was a good podcast. Like, it makes you more alert. Like, don't let this shit happen.
And don't let everyone know. Yeah, exactly. You don't have to post. Like Yvette says, post after later. You leave. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so people don't know. Yeah, because I don't know. I just got a vibe, and I'm like, I can't post where I'm going. Mm-hmm. Or where I'm going to be at.
Because it's true, you with the kiddos.
Yeah, so I just change it or post later or the day after.
Yeah, and if you guys have a feeling that somebody's stalking you, it's a coincidence, you keep running into them, you know, make everyone aware, call the police, don't let it, you know, get any worse, because it can. Yeah.
And carry your pepper spray.
Right.
Carry your whatever it is that's mm-hmm. going to keep you safe in case of an emergency.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to use it.
Yeah, ladies, well, thank you so much. I hope you guys enjoy the story.
We'll talk to you next week.
Oh, bye. Wait. What?
Rate, review, and follow us.
Oh, yeah. Rate, review, please subscribe.
Yes.
And tell your friends.
Share. Nice story.
Yeah.
And take care.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Hey, guys, just wanted to update you that we have our email and IG up and running. Please send your comments and suggestions to thecuriouscatpod@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram @curiouscatpodcast.
Please rate, review, subscribe, and tell a friend.
Stay curious, and remember, curiosity killed the cat.